All right, guys, as promised, welcome to the next episode of The Mess Mixologist. We're up in Scotland, up in the Scottish Highlands. Today we're actually off to Balmoral, the Scottish holiday home of the British royal family. I'm going to take you on part of my little lad's weekend. First is an introduction to my friend Ashley. Say hello, Ash.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Ready to show people Scotland?
Ready to go walking. Where the Queen lives, which is a holiday.
We're going to go walking. We're going to forage for some ingredients. And we're going to make a cocktail up the top of a mountain. We'll be back in a bit. Okay, guys, so we've started our walk through the Balmoral estate. We've just come to this beautiful bridge. Ash is going to get the gate so I can keep filming for you guys. And you thought this was just a drink show. Taking you to France, South Coast, New Forest. And then, here we go. Look at this river.
Oh, hello.
Look at that, Ash, eh? Bit of that. Tell you what, this is a beautiful bit of the Scottish Highlands, look.
Beautiful.
Anyway, a couple of local walkers in the area. Morning, guys, how you doing? All right?
I feel like Lewis Fisher needs a day.
Oh, you have no idea what that fella just said, Ash, do you? Anyway, guys, maybe one of you lot can translate it, but seem friendly enough. Right, guys, so we're at the first cairn on the Cairn Walk of Balmoral, which I'll show you here. The Princess Helena Cairn. Look at a little pyramid there in Scotland. I might have told a little fib about the guys we passed, and we don't let truth get away with a good story, but that's actually my friend Nick there. Ash is back, and the Scottish guy is David. We'll keep you updated on our little tour on way to making a drink. We're still on our way. Thought I'd give you a quick show of the view. Look at that, guys. Scottish Highlands. If you haven't been here, get your arses up. It's beautiful. Anyway, we've got drinks to make. Let's keep walking. Here we go, guys. The Royal Balmoral Estate. Show you where we are. The walks, the cairns. Gives you a little insight into the Royal Estate of Scotland anyway. Anyway, onwards. We've got drinks to make. Right, guys, we're at another cairn. And I'm going to let Scottish David introduce it.
This is Prince Leopold's cairn. This cairn directly overlooks Balmoral Castle, and it was purchased by Queen Victoria in 1848 and largely remodelled under the direction of Prince Albert.
Very nice. And for those of you that want to see it, there is Balmoral Castle. Any of you watch a Netflix documentary, The Queen, features heavily in that, so go back and watch it. That's the real thing. We're going to pop down later and see if she fancies a cup of tea. Anyway, see you in a bit. Here we go, guys. The final cairn before we carry on. But this is Prince Albert's. And what a view they gave the guy. Look at that. Over the Scottish Highlands. Let's go around the front and take a look. Nick Loader's here. All right, Nick.
I'm good, thank you, Dad.
Here we go.
Here's the sign.
Oh, sign here. In beloved memory of Albert, the great and good Prince Consort, erected by his broken-hearted widow, Victoria R. 21st of August, 1862. And she has given him quite a view. Now, I would stop here and make a drink, but I haven't brought any ice with me, so we're going to have to go higher. So we find some snow to cool the drink down. Equally, I thought it'd be quite cool for the video and you folks at home. A lot of you are on beautiful yachts in the Med, in South America, in the Caribbean. We've got some Australian viewers. Well, we got the cold here and we've been making the damn most of it up in these beautiful Scottish hills. See you in a minute. Just before I go, look at that, I found this angle. You can see it in all this glory there. I hope my girlfriend builds me a pyramid when I die, especially with a view like that. My lifestyle probably won't be that long. Anyway, moving on. Cocktail time. Here we are, guys, we're crossing the River Dee, Scotland famed for its fly fishing. People pay a fortune to come and fish in these rivers here for salmon and trout and things. Right, onwards. Right, guys, the cairns are behind us now. Now we've got the big walk up to the snow. This is where we're going to find some decent snow to cool down our cocktail. But look at that. You might be bored of this already, but I think it's phenomenal. Right, come on. Let's go. Let's catch up with the lads. I'll tell you what, guys. I think you're in for a treat here. I'm taking you into the abyss. We are going into the belly of the beast. Right, let's continue. So, David, what is a bothy?
Well, you find bothies all over the mountains and wilderness in Scotland, and basically they're accommodation that any walkers or hikers or climbers can use to shelter from the weather, which is, you know, gets really bad in Scotland at times. So you don't pay anything, you're supposed to leave it neat and tidy, take all your rubbish away, but this is a good example. Unfortunately, it's padlocked because of COVID, but normally you can come here and bunk out. You never know who you're going to meet. It's one of the wonderful things about walking in Scotland. And this particular one was really good because your neighbours are the royal family. This here is the royal family. They would use that if they're out hiking or, you know, maybe hunting. So that's what the bothy is about. Recommend, get out in the hills, find a bothy, you'll have a wonderful time.
Awesome. Well, we need to continue up there. Onwards. Chums, it's time to finally make the cocktail. Right, guys, we're going to make the Scottish version of the Manhattan using single malt lock. Where did we go?
Lochnagar
single malt whiskey, a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters, and sweet vermouth. Let's go, it's freezing. Been in the snow, but we've been having lunch. Can hardly move my fingers. We got 60ml of whiskey. We've got a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters. Never drink or eat the yellow snow. Then we'll go a top tip then. And then when you've got your little friends of you on the mountain, they might need a little warm up. So we pour Nick. Ash, you want that? What's that? That's old Rob Roy on a Scottish mountain.
Cheers. Cheers.
And it's good. I'll tell you one thing, guys. After a long walk in the Scottish Highlands, there's nothing I like more than a cup of coffee in a royal cup. That's right. Not many of you would have drunk out of this, will you? Well, guys, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed the Rob Roy cocktail from 3,000 feet in the beautiful Scottish Highlands. That's me saying goodbye. The Highland Kettle want to say goodbye. I'll see you next week on the Mess Mixologist, as long as the plane gets me home safe. I don't know what we're going to do next week. I don't know where we're going to be. Hopefully a bit of fun one. Stay safe and I'll see you soon.